We're talking today with Heather Buckmaster from the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about a big weekend that the Beef Council is involved in, the annual Oklahoma City Marathon. That kind of is a memorial for the Murrah building bombing 15 years ago now. And the marathon's been on for several years. And last couple of years, the beef industry has actually been able to get more involved, not just here, but around the country as well. Tell me about this concept of the beef team.
Well, actually, I'd say it probably started at the Boston Marathon several years ago, and the Northeast Beef Promotion Initiative through the Beef Checkoff was sponsoring a trade show booth because it's a really great way to hit a key group of influencers to educate them about beef and its nutrient value. And I think it was really more of a lark. They're like, well, hey, what if we see if we have anyone that'll come run in a beef shirt? And so they sent a call out to the cattle industry and said, hey, is anybody coming in for the race? And if you are, would you run in a beef shirt? And several answered the call, including one rancher, Oklahoma rancher, Ford Drummond, who did the marathon that year. It's kind of spread across the country. I know in New York they do the Boilermaker race, and they have, I think the first year they had about 65 people participating in it. Texas has a great running team. Last year was our first year of the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon. And so it's been a really great way to kind of really walk the walk and talk the talk and have people really, you know, be great examples of how lean beef and the protein in beef fits into a healthy lifestyle.
And we've got, as you mentioned, we've got folks that are going to be actually representing the Oklahoma beef industry this weekend. Ranchers and others, right?
Yes, and we have about 25 runners. I'd call them beef fans. Most of them cattlemen and women. They're very passionate about promoting beef and the power of beef and its role in an active and healthy lifestyle. And so we've got a great group of cattle women that are participating, as well as ranchers from the Osage County. I don't know what's in the water up there, but we have a group of serious runners from that area. Do races all over the country, so we're excited about their participation this year.
You also, you have a trade show booth. You indicated you had one last year, again this year. Why that?
Well, first of all, it was really kind of eye-opening for us, but this is a group of influencers. These are people that friends talk to and go, hey, what are you doing as far as what you're eating, what your exercise is? And it's a great way for us to educate that audience about the power of protein in lean beef, about the nutrients that are in lean beef, is let's educate them, let's give. We know people already have a passion for beef, but at the same time, let's give them permission to eat beef. And we have 29 lean cuts of beef to choose from, not to mention the nutrients, the iron, the zinc, and the B-complex vitamins. You know, just a little 3-ounce serving of lean beef gives you 50% of your protein needs for the day.